This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up at 9, Red Sox front office report. And at 9:20, your Hill Notes will be played back. And so you can leave one of those. You got plenty of time. Leave a voice note on the Odyssey app on any topic, whatever is on your mind. Current state of the Red Sox. What was going on the boat in Miami with Steph Diggs? What else? Maybe hazing isn't the right word because we just did the news, but we got to do something when it comes to Jones and Keith for this is their first roadshow, first pregame. Like, what do they? They have to do something in order to be.
I have an idea.
Yes,
sit next to Ken.
I love sitting next to Ken.
Yeah,
of course you do.
I do.
It's weird when you get on his lap.
Oh, I told you that.
Yeah, we will be joined tonight at the landing by Adam Jones and by Rich Keefe, their first ever pregame for the roadshow.
And they get to like sleep in tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah, that's true.
Oh, dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, that's hazing. Let's have them do 6 to 7.
Oh, we have to make them. They have to be there at 6.
Right.
That's a good call. They have to be on the boat taking us over to the lobster bar at 5:15 tomorrow morning.
Right.
There's a better shot of me having a full head of hair.
And we invite Ty, because then we could baptize them with the Corvus shots all night long.
Ty was texting me last night. Mm-hmm. I think perhaps a tad bit overserved because he was at Granite Links. And it's, 9 o'clock, and he's like, bro. I'm like, we have work to do.
Yeah.
We cannot live the life of...
He's like, where you at, man?
I'm not coming to Granite Links at 9 o'clock.
Doesn't he live in Rhode Island, though?
He lives wherever.
So, Ty Law
lives wherever he wants to live.
And then we get Jones and Keith. If we get them off them shots, feeling sauced up.
This is Jim from Dartmouth. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, guys.
What's up?
Long-time Red Sox fans, and I really came into the season, being optimistic, maybe a little qualified optimistic, but nonetheless really liked what they did in the offseason with the free agent acquisitions. One of them's out now, and that's, I don't enjoy that. But from day one, part of this Red Sox team play dumb baseball, and it's very frustrating when you try to be a fan for a dumb team. I mean, you have guys who go off the bat, that I'm not a professional manager, but I know I would tell pitchers to throw nothing but low curveballs off the plate to certain players on this team because they can't hit them, but they'll swing at every one of them, even if they're a foot outside. And then the plays on the bases, last night's throw to home, it's like going back to the 90s and expecting these things to happen.
Yeah, and you're putting that on Alex Cora. You're like Wiggy.
Well, not really. I mean, Alex is one of them, but stop and think for a minute. Every one of these guys is a professional baseball player. So they have had to have competent coaching at every stage of their development, and now they're at the peak of their development. They're playing in Major League Baseball. They should know certain things are dumb, and they shouldn't continue to repeat them.
But here's where I sit, Jim. Like, Greg Stat had the stat of the day with 0.36 is the Red Sox batting average with runners in scoring position. The worst in the history of baseball, not an overstatement. That doesn't say you can or can't hit. There's something between the ears of this team where they're unable to perform when they need to perform. And that, to me, starts and ends with the manager. It's not that they can't hit. But Tom Caron had a tweet the other day where the overwhelming majority of their runs have come in like 4 blowout wins. But in games where they score, where the total runs is like under 5, they haven't won a single game. Like, it's just, I don't know how to fix it, but it's not strictly talent. Because if you're hitting when the game's when you're up 7, then you should be able to hit when it's a tie game in the 8th inning.
Yeah. Well, that's why Trevor Story said, go back to small ball. Bring it back. You know? Bring it back.
You keep saying that.
Oh, you got a score.
Your solution yesterday,
right? But how? But if Trevor Story says it,
I think I heard Will say during the broadcast yesterday, no joke, that Alex Cora doesn't like this team to bunt on the road. So therefore, that's why when you're in that situation yesterday, and you're it's desperation time. They refuse to do it.
That seems like a great plan. Like what an arbitrary decision.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Because but I would expect Cora.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp.
I would expect Cora to go with more of his gut rather than it's probably some analytics thing. But I would expect him to say as a former player, all right, here's what we need to do. We gotta maybe be a little bit more aggressive.
What, Curtis?
That's such a bizarre thing.
I'm telling you.
You can't hit it in the opposite field on a day game on a Saturday. Like, what? Why can't you bunt on the road if you have runners on first and second,
Yeah. Nobody
out, and you're down a run, you effing bunt wherever the hell you're playing.
Right, especially when you know you're struggling to get runs.
What in the world?
I mean, you utilize some of that speed that you have.
Does he also tell them not to hit on the road? Because that would be a problem.
This is Jay from Southie. What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to touch base on Cora. An absolute jamoke. I don't know what this guy's doing at this point of the season. We have 15 losses. After like one-score losses. Like, it makes no sense. I don't know what's going on. You bring in Cassius, who thinks he's above the team. Like, this makes no sense. Like, we had high expectations, and I get it. And Chris Curtis, I apologize yesterday. We're all homers. We all have high expectations, but this team is awful. I can't watch another game. The only interesting thing about this team is how they lose. What way are they going to choke a game again?
That's true. Yeah. I was watching that yesterday. I knew they were going to lose. I just didn't know how.
So imagine if you flip that record to 15-6 in games that were decided by one run and where this team could be at. And when we talk about sports, and especially whether it's football, whether it's a game you lose by 3 points or less or by a touchdown or less, because a lot of coaches will talk about that. I think a lot of that comes down on the manager, the coach. We do it in basketball if it's a close game. Did he draw up a good play at the end of the game to be able to win those tight games? Where I think now you got to ask yourself, if you're the Reds, the front office, how comfortable do you feel with Cora as your manager moving forward?
I will say that catch that Duran made, Curtis, was at the bottom of the ninth, was an all-world catch.
Yeah,
yesterday.
He's been, you know.
Made a couple nice ones.
Excellent in center field. But you just think of the Campbell throw. Like, that is a guy that is not confident at all. Like, obviously, if you give him 100 chances with nobody in the building, he's not going to make that throw in that way.
Yeah.
But the pressure of it, the feeling like you have to do more than you would ordinarily do,
mm-hmm.
The role of the manager and coach, Wiggy is spot on, is to extract the most from the talent of those under your purview.
Well, yeah, prior to that, Sogard went after that ball that Campbell should have let Campbell have that ball. And then you can't get the pitcher over to first to cover, so you got a man on base. I mean, I don't.
And how many one-run games would you win if you had Roman Anthony at the plate in the ninth inning as opposed to Sogard? Like, the whole approach, all we were told last offseason and all we were told in Fort Myers before the season began was the vibes had shifted, that they were now, the team was ready to win, front office had done their job, we're ready to take it on from here. And there has been zero urgency at all. The only reason Myers here is because Bregman got hurt.
Right.
It's not that they said we have a need and we're going to bring someone up. The urgency.
Well, like, Roman Anthony has to be on his way to Atlanta.
Well, let's
right?
not rush it. I mean, you know.
I mean, we'll ask Craig about that momentarily.
Right.
But he's got to be at this point.
I don't think he will be.
I thought
you
they
don't?
No. I mean, I can't figure it out. I thought that they had figured out the whole relationship with Breslow and Cora, but I feel like the Devers thing has put another monkey wrench in that. Like, I bet you Cora wants him. In the front office, probably being cheap, says we don't want to begin the service time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But there's no way that Cora has the juice and is like, I want him, and they're telling him no. Then Cora seems like the type of guy that if he was asked about it, he would say, yeah, I want Anthony to come up.
Yeah, he's a guy that seems to grab on hold to good excuses.
Right.
And now you're right, Wiggs. I would know about that.
Yeah, he prefers rookies don't play on the road.
Bunting on the road. I've never heard that in my life. What?
Well, I think there's things that you should be able to try. You bring Anthony.
That's
out.
The title also of the new book about Wiggy on the road shows.
Bunting on the road?
Depending on what he eats.
I thought you were going to say blunting on the road.
Oh,
that's
well
a good
done.
One. Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know about blunting. I don't know how that works, but blunting is a good one.
Are you going to be able to rally tonight?
No, I am. Ken is bringing me something.
Okay.
I told you what to get.
Is it pink cocaine?
No.
He's bringing me some allergy medicine.
Okay.
I'm just in a cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah. And somebody in the Twitch just told me something that they're working on for tonight. And it involves a member of Taylor Swift's family.
Oh.
And if it happens, you will not see me on Friday morning.
Taylor's going to show up?
Not Taylor. Member of the family, though.
Okay.
So Taylor's
what is it, her uncle?
No. Nope.
Third Bob removed cousin?
Swift? Like, nope. Who's coming?
Her brother.
Roy Smith?
Her brother. Her brother. If he comes to the landing.
Former Governor Jane?
Does he have talent?
He's Taylor Swift's brother. That's so, literally.
Oh, so your love for Taylor Swift.
I thought I saw former Governor Jane Swift on Steph Diggs' boat. Did you see her?
List of everybody in the world who would be least likely to be found with pink cocaine, would it not be Ken Laird?
Yes, it was.
What's up, good friends?
Ken don't want none of that pink cocaine. So your love for Taylor goes even to, like, just regular family members.
Oh, my God. If I met her mom, her dad, or her brother, I'd freak. I promise I'll be cool.
I don't get that. Like, I get the love for Taylor, but so it's a brother.
That's so cool.
I mean.
How is that not cool?
How are you going to know?
I know what he looks like.
Like, you realize, huh?
I know what he looks like.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if it's a body double, like Saddam Hussein or something? Right. You might have no idea.
Very similar.
That would be upsetting.
You don't body double on the road, only at home.
Also, Curtis, great recommendation, the Osama bin Laden doc on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
It's very good.
So good.
Like, crazy.
Very, very good.
And I watched Zero Dark 30. Is that what the one?
Yep.
That,
yes.
And I didn't know that the car bombing with the CIA agents were real. I thought that was just part of the movie. Like, what a sad part about it, where they had the guy undercover, but he was really a double agent.
Yes.
Like, awful.
No, it's that's a great movie.
Yeah.
And the way they track down Osama bin Laden is...
But why can't we name schools after the woman that has been, you know, depicted in these roles? Like, can't you declassify? Or is it because she fears for
she
her
doesn't
life?
Want... I don't think she wants her name out there.
So when she passes, can we... Like, yeah. I feel like that person, above all else, is most responsible for bringing to justice the worst crime in American history.
Did you see the one where they track down the hot dog thief? It's called Zero Dark Costco. Excellent film, by the way.
Really good.
Yes, it's excellent.
There's a new doc did just drop, the Tylenol murders. I don't think I'm interested.
Oh, yeah, very interesting.
Do we know who did it? There's a guy, I think, that's in jail, but he says he didn't or something.
Yeah, that was a weird thing. That was like in the early 80s, and these people were taking Tylenol, and there was cyanide in it.
Mm. You guys love the docs.
I do.
It's long. It's too long, okay. That one. Very long.
I need some more docs.
Was there anything news? Are there a story or two that you think we have to get to?
Well, I think that this one's interesting. Tinder is going to rebrand itself.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is that Gen Zers don't have much sex.
Really?
Yeah, so 49-year-old Spencer Raskoff, who is the new CEO of the parent company, he made the announcement saying this generation of Gen Z, 18 to 28-year-olds, it's not a hookup generation. They don't drink as much alcohol. They don't have as much sex. Mm. So what they're trying to rebrand it is it's not about quantity. It's about quality when it comes to your matches. They want the Gen Zers want better matches, not more. So there's going to be a rebrand.
It seems like the ones on the boat in Miami are outliers. Yeah. Like they were twerking the night away.
Well, that doesn't mean that they want to have sex.
That there's going to be sex.
Yeah.
Is that why so many younger women date older men? Because the older men want sex and the Gen Z men don't?
I think it's both men and women, Gen Zers.
Oh, both the...
Why is that, Chime? You're Gen Z.
Are they going to rename...
I'm not. How dare you?
Oh, you're a millennial?
Yeah.
Are they going to rename Tinder to Friender?
No, I think it's like
so
lover.
So even the young dudes, 18 to 28, don't want to have sex?
It's so weird, too, because like it feels like an age of a lot of sexual liberation.
Yeah.
But maybe it's all hot
and bothered with sex.
It's not hot and bothered. I'm just, having a nice discussion.
Curtis, more people have sex not just procreate.
But maybe it is because like when you hear about people that go to college and their parents were so strict with them and then they go to college and they go crazy. Mm-hmm. There was a period where sex was so taboo, so people like needed it more, wanted it more, and now maybe because it's not as taboo, there's OnlyFans, there's everything else that's going on, people are like, nah.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. You have access to OnlyFans. So you don't need to actually deal with a full relationship with a person.
Yeah,
but that's still not having
sex,
though.
That's scary, though, like for an entire generation.
Yeah.
To not want to be intimate with another human being is like a terrifying...
Well, but according to this quote, the users don't want more matches, they want better ones. So the people are looking for quality relationships, not just hookups. So it's not that they don't want the intimate relationship with somebody, it's that they are... I guess they are all about monogamy.
Because it would be weird.
They don't want to quit it and hit it anymore. Or hit it and quit it.
They don't want to play the field. They don't want to have a roster, Greg.
They don't want to have like a starting lineup. Yeah. They want bench plays. But it seems like even with OnlyFans, like you're going there because you want some type of sexual fantasy or whatever this.
But I'm just saying, like. You could be an OnlyFans worker. Nobody's going to bat an eye anymore. Like, it's become so normalized, as it should. Like, sex should not be taboo. But the fact that it's just out there, you can get it anywhere, it's making it less want.
Well, that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Courtney.
Hey, thank you.
That is the news. Red Sox front office report coming up at 9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.